Today's daf is daf Kuf Nun Aleph, and we went through interesting cases yesterday, one of which was the case of a mavracha. And the mavracha is somebody who's marrying now for a second time, who is trying to protect her property. She doesn't want her new husband to get his claws into them. So she gives it away to somebody with an understanding that it's meant to only be in his hands so that the husband doesn't get it. So going back to that sugya, we had a long discussion in between about various words, what they mean. But getting back now to the main discussion of the different types of matanot, where we have an umdana in which the giving over of the entire property of a person changes things. We had five cases like that. So the last case was a mavrachat. So getting back to that, the Imei de Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia actually had a case like this. So it was Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia's mother. We're holding now on Kuf Nun Aleph, three lines up from the big lines. So Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia's mother was going to get married now for a second time, and she wanted to protect her property, so she gave all of her property, indeed, to Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, because she wanted to get married to Rav Zvid. She didn't want Rav Zvid to get any money. So the boy Lansivilel Rav Zvid, and so she tells him, you know, that she says beferish, we'll see in the end of the Gemara, that look, you know, I'm giving this because I want to make sure that my new husband doesn't get any of my money. And then, sure enough, she goes and gets married, and he divorces her. I wonder why. So in Siviv Girshas, it turned out that now she wanted to get her money back, right? The only thing is, her good son, Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, didn't want to give her back a dime. So Asi Lakami the Rabibi Barabaya, so she sues him. They come to Rabibi Barabaya. Rabibi Barabaya says, look, she set a condition, basically. She said, I'm giving you this money because I intend to get married. So she did get married. Okay, so that means if we're going to read it as a kiyum of a tanai, so she was makayim at the time. Va'in tziva, she got married. Oh, he says, Ravuna Brother Yeshua, man, oh man, oh man. You know, it's only because Vishum da'ati mimulai, amrita mili muliyata. This is crazy. It's because you come from a broken apart family. Remember that Abaye, this is Rabibi Bar Abaye, we saw this before, Abaye came from Beit Eli. And Beit Eli is like a zamum, it's broken, because that family is under the curse of the Beit Eli. So because of that, you say things that are broken, or they're mumin. Crazy thing to say. But it's a tonight that she should get married. The point that we said was it's a mavrachat. I feel the man, the Omer mavrachat, kani, ani mirechad ogal yadaita. Even if you hold, like the man, the Omer, who says who this is precisely, is not so clear, but it certainly wasn't in our sugya. But the Rashbam brings possibilities of who it is. Okay, but in any event, even if you don't hold of the din of mavrachat, that's only where she was saying that and there was no tnai beferish. So over there, we could say that that wasn't in order to get it back. But over here, she said beferish. The whole point was she was saying that it was only to protect her nechassim. So for you to take that and view it as a condition that she get married, that's the condition. The condition is that as long as she doesn't need that protection, where does she need it more than to get it back after Gerishin. So obviously the point over here is that she's kulay amavrachas, and the only point of giving it to you was not stomp to keep it from her husband, but to keep it from her husband in a way that she would get it back. So in exactly this case, she wants all her property back. So since he was megarisher, everybody's made it that he has to give it back to nechassim. And therefore there's no question, he doesn't get a penny. In another case of mothers, there's going to be quite a few cases of mothers and sons and sisters and brothers, and seeing the way in which they get into trouble with each other. So Rami Bar Chama's mother, Rami Bar Chama. So in the evening, she gives over her property to Rami Bar Chama, and then the next morning, she gives it over to her other son, Ravukva Bar Chama. So now, and then she dies. So Rami Bar Chama goes to Rav Sheshes, and he wants to get the money, because he says, well, she first gave it to me. So he goes to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is Ukme Benichse. He actually says, yeah, you have a right to it. So Ravukva Bar Chama went to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, no, he has no right to it. Ravukva is the one who has a right to it. The second one. Also Rav Sheshes, the Kamei Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes, who had Paskin, that Rami was the one who was supposed to get it. he goes to Reb Nachman to discuss the din. And Reb Nachman paskened against him. I'd like to understand the logic over here. I mean, I'm assuming that the reason was because she had charata, right? So you're saying since it was a matnas shchimah, she can have charata. So imishum the hadraba. If she's hadraba already, vashchiva, but she ended up dying. Or Marley said, Renacho, what does ending up dying have to do with it? That's not the point. When we say a Shchiv Mira can be Chazer, it doesn't mean he can be Chazer in the same way that if he doesn't die, that what it is that he did is bottle. That's obvious. The point is that, as Shmuel said, Beferich, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Kol She'ilu Amad Chazer, if it's a type of Matana, namely a Shchiv Mira, and Mat a Shchiv Mira total, in which he didn't keep things for himself. So then, he can be Chozer b'matanato. He can change all of the Tanayim. It's not a question of being Mevato, the Mat Nashchim Mira, because he doesn't die, therefore he gets the property back, therefore he can do whatever he wants with it. That's obvious. The point over here is that since it's only a Mat Nashchim Mira, v'haraya, had he not died, he would have gotten it back. In that case, he's able to define the status of the Matana until such time as he actually dies. So over here, the last thing that his mother said was to give it to Rav Ukva Bar Chama. So Rav Ukva Bar Chama gets a tiny Rav Sheshe. Wait a minute. Isn't that only Emod Yomar Shmuel La'atzmo? I thought that when Shmuel said that it means that if the guy who's sick has Charata, and he says, no, never mind, I want to keep it myself. So then it has a din that he indeed can take it back in any event. Now he can take it back. But over here, he gave it to somebody else. And now he wants to take it back and give it to somebody else. That you can't do. So over there, in a case where you had charot, and it turns out that his original matana was a matana gemura because it ended up being a matna shchibra because he really did die. So did Shmuel say that he could be chaser over there? Or Marley said, Renachman, there's no point in guessing about what Shmuel said. He said, Beferush. Beferush amar Shmuel bein latzmo bein li'achar. That's exactly what Shmuel was holding. That the point is that the matna shchibra is only chal at the last moment, and therefore anything that he does up until that moment is the last thing that's keveya. And the idea of being chaser only if he doesn't die, so that would mean that if he dies, he's not chaser. It doesn't mean that if he dies, he's not chaser, meaning on the first thing he said. It means if he dies, he's not chaser on however the dispensation is currently of the matna shchiv mira. Since over here, when she died, the matna shchiv mira, as defined by her, was to her second son, Rav Ukva, it goes to Rav Ukva. Now, Rav Amram Chasida, the imei, the Rav Amram Chasida, another case of mothers and sons, is Rav Amram Chasida's mother, Havila Meluga de Shtaroi. She had this whole chest that was filled with shtarechov that were owed to her. And obviously it could have been worth a lot of money, because over here it's possible to collect all of these things with the liens in the shtar. So Kikar Shachra, when she was dying, she said, I want this to go to Amram, my son. So this is the mother of Amram Chasida. Comes along now, the brothers, after she died, to Reb Nachman to sue. Well, she gave away everything to Amram. So Amrulay, they set the him, it's not a good kinyan because Valoma Shach Amram never, my brother Amram, in other words, Rav Amram Chasida, never was able to be Kena. He didn't make it there in time. And she wanted to give it to him, but Lamaisa, he wasn't Zeicha in it. So therefore, it doesn't count. Omar Lohu. So he said to them, that has nothing to do with it, said Rav Nachman. Divrei Shchivira, Kichtuvim Mechumusurim Damu. Since she was over here, being Metzava as a Matna Shchiv Mira, there was no need for a kinyan at all. And therefore, your brother gets it, Rav Amram Chasida gets it. No, we never, this particular din we've always assumed all along.
We assumed it. Huh?
Yeah. We'll see, there's complications because we're not taking into consideration the clarity that it's a Shchiv Mira b'mitzvah. We'll see, Reb Nachman Shita, it could have been. We'll see, the Reb Nachman Shita is that wherever it's a b'tzavim b'mitzvah, it's irrelevant if it's a matna Shchiv Mira b'mitzvah. That's really what we're leading up. Shimon Rabbi Mik says is that we don't know that it's the full extent of his holdings. Over here, she had a Malug Medeshtara. You're assuming that it's all that she owns. We said before, unless you know for a fact that it's all, you can't give it. So we'll see that, I didn't want to get involved in this, but since Reb Barnea raised it, this is a whole question over here. Was she kainami for the Edom or kainami yada or not? The Rashbam leaves open whether it was a shchiv mirah b'mitzat or a shchiv mirah completely. Because she says, well, if it's talking about the lo shaira mide, so they weren't kain. If it's talking about that she was shaira, so in this case, the Marsha asks on him, how is that possible? I mean, you've seen the end of this. It has to be if it's kichsuvim usurim dam. It has to be. So you're touching on a very sensitive point over here that I was trying to ignore. Okay? But Lemaisa will see that the Gemara is really leading up to something. That's why the Rashbam does this. Is because right now we're pretending that it's irrelevant. And that's why he wants to put in that it could be this, could be that. That's not the point. So that it's kichsuvim usurim dam. We'll continue as we get to the cases. We'll get more and more clear what Rav Nachmashi did. So Achse, the Rav Tuvi Bar of Matna, the sister now of Rav Tuvi Bar Matna was dying, and Katvina licks Rav Tuvi Bar Matna, so she gives over her property to Rav Tuvi. Comes along now, this she does in the morning. Towards the evening, comes along Rav Tuvi Bar Matna's brother, who is Rav Achtavoy Bar of Matna, and he is really upset. She gave away everything to his brother. This is my rich sister, that's what she does. So he comes, he starts crying, Bachala, and he says, you know what people are going to say? They're going to say the reason you chose Tuvi was because he's the only real Talmud Chacham in the family. But no, Achtavoy, he's an idiot. So people are going to say, Hashta Amri, Mark Tzurbim Mirabonan, Umar Lav Tzurbim Mirabonan. You see, the sister knows all along which one of them is a Talmud Chacham. How could you do this? It's not the money, of course, that I'm interested in. But how could you do this to me? So she said, all right, I'm giving you the money. So Katvin and Yala. So then also the Kamidir of Nachman, obviously now Rav Tuvi wants his money. Omar Lay, Achi Amar Shmuel, Kol She'ilu Amat Choser, Choser B'Matanato. This is the psak we had before. Since Lamaisa, this was a Matna Shchiv Mirah, that had she gotten better, she could have been Choser. So then she could be Choser Matan, if that's the last thing that she said. Then that's the last thing that she said. Yeah, we'll see, we'll get it. Achse Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, there's another Maisa, where Rav Dimi Bar Yosef's sister had a little piece of an orchard that was her property. Sahavila piskita de pardisa. She had a piece of land that was being used as an orchard. So she was one of those kind of people that are always dying. You know, like, so she's always dying and she's calling the family in, you know, because it's her last will and testament. And every time she dies, she gives this orchard to her brother. And so, and then when she would get better, she would take it back. She would say, she's only giving it machmas misa, but unfortunately she didn't die, so now he can't have the orchard. All right, so the 30th time this happens, you know, so she's feeling very sick. So avicholsha. So what she used to do is kolay mista avicholsha have a machmel in the alay. She would give it to him, and then when she would get better, v'chikayim avicharuba. So once she gets sick, zim nechadacholsha. So she sends him the telegram: come quickly, the last chance to see your sister. He says, I ain't coming anymore. You die much too often, and I don't have the kayak every time to take this and then to give it back. What's the point of coming? So he says, I'm not going to go. Shalach lobe, you know, well, I don't want to come anymore. Shalach, so she says, okay, you know what? I see you really want that orchard. So, ta and kni kalecha da bayisim, you come. You can make any Kenyan that you want. So, and then you'll have a Kenyan Gomer. And then you won't have to worry about my getting better. So what does he do? He tells her, okay, I'm coming, but this time you can't give me the whole orchard. Because he wanted it to be a Matnas Shchiv Mirah B'Miktas. It's a Matnas Shchiv Mirah B'Miktas. So she can't have Charata. And he says, we're going to make a regular Kenyan. So he's kind of a Kenyan Gomer. So this way he figures, so now she's no way she can get out of it, right? Because she can't. It's a matna shchiv mirah because Lamaisa was she kept something for herself, and if a matna shchiv mirah b'mitzvah requires a kinyan, we'll do like a regular kinyan bari. So konamina. Of course, she got better again, and she wants the orchard back. Right? So kikai maharaba. So she had charata. Now she goes suing her brother again to get her orchard back. This time he figures no way she's going to get it back. So she comes to Reb Nachman's bezdin and she says, "I want my orchard back." So Reb Nachman sends now a summons to court. Shalach leita. Right. So now he sends a summons, and Reb Dimi writes back to him, "What should I come for?" There's no more of this Mishigas. This time we took care of her once and for all. This was a Matnashki Barabba Miktas, and there was a regular Kenyan. There's no point in coming. I'm telling you, she's just wasting our time. Lo Atai, so you didn't come? Omar, mighty, for what should I come? Oh, Shaira. First of all, she was Bishayera. And we did a Kenyan, just like a regular Kenyan. Konumina, the Edom or Kena, and that's all. So what's the problem? Says Reb Nachman, listen here, buddy. Ilo Atita, Machina Lachal Besila de Loma. You don't show up, and you're going to get one of my well-known injections, and it ain't for blood donations either. In other words, he's going to put him at the cherev if he doesn't come to Besdin, for a bizoyan of the Besdin. Okay? So he comes, obviously. So Reb Nachman says to the Edom, okay, tell me exactly what happened. Omer Lei, so they said, well, it was very sad. There she was saying, Omer Hachi, Vaideka Meita Hachitata, this poor woman is dying. And she's not even going to get to see her only brother. So sad. Oh, said Reb Nachman, that's the case. She's a mitzvah machmat mita. Mitzvah machmat mita is chozer. What do you mean? It's matashchimira b'miktas. Taina is therefore Reb Nachman. That where do we say matashchimira b'miktas is chozer? That's only if there's no indication otherwise that it really is only mitzvah machmat mita. But if she's saying that I'm mitzvah machmat mita, which is what happened over here, so then this is just a trick. So what, she's going to be Mishayer? She's not being Mishayer to protect herself so that now, in case she gets up, she really thinks she's dying. She left out a piece because he told her to leave out a piece. So we don't have now the whole Umdana that we have. It really boils down not to a magical question about whether this has a din of Shchimera or not, because the Rabbonin were only mitakein the din of Shchimera in a case where it's every last piece. It's just that if it isn't every last piece, and there's sufficient left to provide for herself, so then I would say that she's not mitzava machmat mita. But if there's another indication verbally that she is mitzava machmat mita, that's not going to override the din of the Shchimera. So this is a classic Shchimera who didn't die. What's enough to mean how many times she does this? That's not the point. She's convinced that she's dying. So if she's convinced that she's dying, it's a dinner for Shchimera. If she doesn't die, then he doesn't get the gift. I don't care what you did over here. Therefore, you're going to have to give it back again. Oh, no. Not again. Itma. Now, the Mishnah seems to ignore. The Mishnah simply says, Matna Shchiv Meira B'miktzat. And the din over here is that a matna shkimira b'miktzat. What is the halacha matna shkimira b'miktzat? So the Mishnah says that it doesn't say very clearly what the din is in terms of kinyonim. All it says is that im amat chozer. Now, does that mean that it still has a din of a shkimira that you can use it without a kinyon, or does it mean that you really need a kinyon? So what happened was that the Rabbanan were quoting that Mishnah kameda rava and saying over a mimer Mishmeda Marzutra Bereda Reb Nachman. Diyoma Mishmeda Reb Nachman. That a matna shkib mirab miktas has a partial din of a matnat bari, and it's partially like a matna shkib mirab. In what sense? Arehi ke matnat bari she'im amad eno chozer. As long as there was no indication, obviously, like we just had, that she was actually being mitzava machmat mita. On the other hand, since it is a shkib mirab, it has a din of a matna shkib mirab de lo boy kinyan. Amarlo Rava. So Rava said to them who were quoting ultimately Reb Nachman by claiming that Marzutra Bereva Reb Nachman had said this is what his father said. He says, how many times do I have to tell you to stop quoting these Gedalim with the way you want them to sound? I tell you, Lava Minilokalotutli Buki Sriki Reb Nachman. What do you want to do? You want people to believe you. So you hang these empty bottles on him and you say, see this empty bottle coming from Reb Nachman. I happen to know Reb Nachman knows exactly the opposite. That a matan shkiv mirab and miktzat is achi amar Reb Nachman. It's entirely like a matnat bari uboy kinyan. That unless we know that it's mitzava machmat mita, it's nothing. It's just simply a typical matnas bari. If the Edom were in Cana with a kinyan suder, so then it doesn't achieve anything. It's not just this one issue that it's as if there was no tnai there, that it's only chal if he died. It really is a matnas bari. Eitve Rava Lor Nachman. Now Rava himself was quoting over the din of Reb Nachman, asked on Reb Nachman from the Mishnah that says Shir Karka Kol Shehu Matanato Kayemet. Now the truth is that the Mishnah really is quite misleading in this issue, because the Mishnah presented two cases. Presented the case where if Shir Karka Kol Shehu, so then Im Amad, so then he can't be Chayzer. If not Shir Karka Kol Shehu, so then if Amad, it is Chayzer. It's the same exact case. The case of where he was in the end, he had given everything, and in the end he gets better, was talking about Amad Hashchibera that we just said is Kichtuvim Uchimisurim, does not require Kinyan. So the Mashmaut is, in that very same case, had he been Mishayer something, Le'atzmai, then in terms of the Aloch of Kichtuvim Uchimisurim, that's still true. And the only Nafkamina is that it's even more powerful because he didn't make it dependent on his actual death. That's what it's mashma. So in other words, the Mishnah seems to be saying like this. Person who's deathly ill, but who still retains hope that he's going to get better, is still in a matzah of possible tiruf adat. So the Rabbanah made a takana that is a din of a shchimera. Now, the question of, which is a whole different issue, is there an umdana that he was giving this away only with the clear conviction that he was dying? That depends. If he's Mishayer something for himself, it means he's hoping to recover, but he's still very, very nervous. So therefore, if he's hoping to recover, so then that means the rest of the stuff that he's giving away, he gave away, and he can't take it back. If he didn't provide for himself, then he's indicating that he had given up hope, in which case it was only given, so to speak, amanat, that he should die. But that's the only nafkamina, and that's certainly the way the Mishnah is constructed. Now, Rava himself had quoted Reb Nachman as saying, no, that's not true. Either it's totally a shchiv mera or it's totally matnas bori. There's no such thing as someone who's a shchiv mera who gets the takonas of a shchiv mera if he's only a shchiv mera b'miktas. Because the very fact that shchiv mera b'miktas means that he doesn't have this problem of tiruf hadas. For haraya, he's planning, he's thinking clearly, and he's hoping for being able to support himself for another 20 years out of this sada. No, what do you do with the Mishnah? Yeah, we're not being able to get his things done. So what do you do with the Mishnah? Time is rubber to Ramnath. So let's see that inside. The Mishnah said, Shir Koshu Matanako Kayemet. Now, I assume that means that he was not Kayemet. The low economy name. No, Tiny Ranakman is talking about the economy name. You're talking about the economy name. So then what about the very next line? Lo Shir Karkashu Koshu Ein Matanato Kayemet. The reason why it's Ein Matanato Kayemet, because it was only Ein Matanat Shkiv Mera. The Eid economy name. But if it's talking about that he went out now to make a Kenyan, a normal Kenyan of as a Bori, so am I Ein Matanato Kayemet. Oh, Marle, that's because Ochi Omar Shmuel. Shkiv Mera, Shikataf Konech. You're confusing two issues over here. The Mishnah, in fact, wants to make it very clear the opposite from what you're saying. You thought that the Mishnah is all talking about the same case being b'shelo konumine, and the ikur point of the Mishnah is that divrei shchimera or kichtuvim chemesurim, whether it's a shchimera b'miktas or whether it's a shchimera total. Well, I'm telling you, the Mishnah is coming to tell you exactly the opposite. The Mishnah is coming to put together two cases of Shchiv Mera B'Miktzash and Shchiv Mera Todo, both of whom made a real Kinyan. So what do you need the Kinyan? Aha! The point is to teach you that Afal Pi that he was Kana, since it's clear from the Umdana that he was only Mitzava Machmat Mita, who cares if you're Kana? You give a gift with any Umdana, it's like making a Tanai. So over here, you gave a gift as a Bori, with a Tanai, that the gift is only Chal if you die. So who cares if you're a Bori? Since the situation is such that we understand that that's what led to the gift, the addition of a Kinyan doesn't change a darn thing. Later on, the Gemara is going to see tomorrow what exactly the point is then of that Kinyan. What is he adding by making a Kinyan? But therefore, Tainas Reb Nachman, if anything, the Mishnah is saying the opposite. The Mishnah is not coming to tell me a big Kiddush that the Shchiv Mera doesn't need a Kinyan. The Mishnah is coming to tell me the opposite. And Mishmiv Meirab and Mixes, who made a Kinyan, then the din is that it's Chal, just like a regular Matnas Bori, but only if he made a Kinyan. And a real Shchiv Mera Toto, who made a Kinyan, doesn't change anything because it's still given Almanat that he should die. Now, this is what Rava was tying it that Reb Nachman said. Rava himself was shocked because he hadn't thought that that was the Mishnah. But now that he's the one that stands for this psak of Reb Nachman, and he's the one that's giving it over, that anybody who says that Aliba the Reb Nachman, that you in fact don't need the kinyan, and that the din of shchimira b'miktsas is partially like a real shchimira, and that shchimim b'surin is wrong. So from this point on, anyone that had a kasha on Reb Nachman in terms of whether there's a need for a kinyan of a shchimira b'miktsas asked it to Rav, as if it's a kasha on Rav. Lamaitza Rav himself attacked Reb Nachman. Says, okay, but I mean, that's irrelevant. He was the one who was standing in for Reb Nachman's side. So Eisvei Reb Mishar Shel Rav. What are you going to do about this? Famous maaseh b'imah. There was this story over here, the mother of this, most of the Rishonim say that it doesn't mean literally a Rocha. That was his name, B'nai Rocha. Otherwise it's a salesman.
Yeah.
Shaita Chola, and she was ill. So she said, Tinaten kivinati leviti, I have this $12 million diamond brooch, give it to my daughter, and she dies. Vikimudvarya, and they said that it's a good matana. But I thought, I mean, undoubtedly that's not the only thing that she owned. Usually women that have $12 million necklaces also have a jaguar or two in the garage. So if that's matching earrings. So why were they Mekayim Dvarea? Mashma, even though it was a matna shkimira b'mitzas, it's kiftuvim v'chimisurim danya. Ah, that's because it was a mitzvah machmat mitah. Remember the other sheet of Reb Nachman. This goes back to what we were discussing on Amud Aleph. In a case where the indications are that someone is being mitzvah machmat mitah, it doesn't matter whether it's b'mitzah. That's Reb Nachman's chiddush. The concept of a shkimira b'mitzas is that it loses all connection to Shchiv Mira because he is clearly not in a matzav of a Shchiv Mira. But if there's an indication that he is in a matzav of a Shchiv Mira, so who cares really whether it was everything or whether it wasn't everything? And certainly everybody agrees that if she's giving away all of her property, what are you going to say? You're going to say this particular one, she didn't give away the rest. It's exactly the same. It doesn't matter to us. She's saying, I'm worried. If you're saying, I'm worried, then that's the giving of the Shchiv Mira. And this is the same fact that Reb Nachman just said before. In the case of where he's saying, if she said, "Vey, I'm never going to see my brother." See, even though she was Mishayeret, it makes no difference. It's clear that she was planning on dying. So you say, but she's a nut. She dies every other week. What does that have to do with it? It has to do with her psychology, not with what we think is going on. And that must have been the case over there. That's why they're Mekayim Dvarea. So Lamais, according to Reb Nachman, it's very consistent. Another kasha that Ravina asked on Rava about the shita of Reb Nachman. It isn't really a kash on Rav, but it's a kash on Reb Nachman. Ha'omer tnu get zeli ishti. Somebody says, now, two things. Either get to a wife, or shtar shechru to an eved, and he dies, then lo yitnu lachar mita. Because there's no such thing as a get lachar mita. The get can only be achieved in his lifetime. But if he said tnu mana leploni umeit, oh, that already is a din of shchimera. Shchimera, indeed, is kichtuv. So over there, you can give it. And in that case, you can give it le'achar mita. Understand what you're asking a kasha. It says over here that they were kaina, they weren't kaina. Well, understand what's the kasha. Reb Nachman said you need a kinyan. So let's talk about it. They made a kinyan. Why not? So who's to say, asks the Gemara that we're talking about, Mimaida lokonomina? No, look at the context. That's the whole point. We're trying to contrast a get with a nesinas moment. The whole point of the get is that nobody can be kaina the get. The get has to be given to the person. So who's going to be kaina? So therefore, if I'm putting it together as a contrast of a get, and I'm saying that, but if it were money, so then the same situation as the get, it nonetheless would be kaina, even though it was only the mixas. So it's dumya the get, ma get lav bar kinyan, af hai nami, the lo kanumine. No, he can bring a get. He can't be kaina a get unless the woman made him a shliach for Kabbalah. But there's no, the Mishnah's not talking about that. The Mishnah's talking about that he stopped. She doesn't even know about it. He's writing it. It's considered to be chol. Says the Gemara. What's the kasha? Says, well, understand. Hosam nami v'mitzava machmat mita. Remember, the beauty of Reb Nachman's psak is that you'll never be able to prove that he's wrong. Because since Reb Nachman holds that the indications of the miktas that we thought were a clear-cut issue. It's either all or nothing. It's not true. It could be anything as long as we know that it's mitzvah mechatzita. So you're never going to find a case that you're going to be able to prove that here, even though it was mitzvah mechatzita, nonetheless, that's not true. Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua Omar, the truth is, I disagree with it. A mitzvah machmat mita ba'alma, boy kinyan. I disagree. I hold these cases, I'll explain to you in a moment. But actually, just because he indicates his mitzvah machmat mita, does not mean that we made a takana of a shchimer that should be ketuvim v'surim. You always need a kinyan, and I hold that it really is a function of all or nothing. Either the guy is a shchimer where they made this takana, and even if there's, he indicates, that doesn't give him a din of a shchiv mirah, if he isn't really giving out all of his lechasim. I take that as being the absolute the description of the meaning of a shchiv mirah. I will ask, so then how do you explain the fact that we just had two mishnayos in which he was only, or she was only giving away partially of what she owned, and nonetheless her mekayim devareha, according to you, there should be no way to be mekayim devareha without a kinyan, and we showed it's taken without a kinyan. Very simple. You're right that this is not all she owned, but who says that this is all she said? So there was a whole list of things. She said, my $12 million necklace goes to my daughter, my Jaguars go to my sons, and so on and so forth. So it doesn't say that that's all she was giving. You jump to a conclusion. That's not the case. There it's talking about b'mechalek kol nechasav. If that's the case, then he's a full shchiv mirah. Remember, we said before, you can't say more than one thing at a time. But if you're going on a list, so then it's clearly a shchiv mirah's list. It's not each one of which is viewed as a separate matana, and therefore he can't be chazer on any of them. It's all part of a matna shchiv mirah. So therefore, a mechalek kol nechasav, that's a matna shchiv mirah shavua. Halacha l'maisa, matna shchiv mirah b'miktsas, is boy kinyan, exactly the way that Reb Nachman said. And this is true af algav the mate, even though he does in the end die. That isn't the point. The question of whether he dies or not is not that, that he's able to have charata because he didn't die unless he made a kinyan. That's irrelevant to the mikzah. If he's a mitzave machmat mita, either that he says beferish, that look, I'm giving this away because I'm dying there, obviously, it would have a din of a t'nai. But even as we saw earlier, the sister who said, vey, I'm going to die without seeing my brother. So even that is considered to be a mitzave machmat mita, or the Rishonim bring those other cases. If somebody was ill, and now all of a sudden he takes a desperate turn for the worse. So we can also assume he's a mitzvah machmat mita, despite the fact that he had said that he wants to protect his property partially. So it's really a function of the situation. Over there, lo boy kinyan. There, the truth is, he doesn't require a kinyan, and indeed, it's only if he was mate. Because then, since we have our umdana, that he's only being mitzvah machmat mita, it's irrelevant to us whether it's b'miktsas. That's not the point. So the fact that she only got around to giving away her necklace, maybe she would have given away other things. Right now, that's what she did. And we see clearly it was that she said, I'm worried I'm going to die. So if that's the case, if she would be Ahmad, then she could have been Chazeret, because it's really just a different form of the takana of Shchiv Mirah. So it does not, we don't measure the din of Shchiv Mirah only in terms of how much you're giving away. And not only that, but as Reb Nachman said before, but Lagavi Shmuel, Afagav the Kanamine. Over there, it's not going to help where the people that are the beneficiaries figure, let's make sure that if he doesn't die, we still get it. So they tell the Adam, make a Kenyan. Even that doesn't help, as we passed into earlier. And this is exactly what Reb Nachman's thought was before. Tomorrow, we're going to deal with the meaning of a kinyan in the Matna Shchiv Mirah. Because remember, generally we have a rule that if something is done that doesn't need to be done, you're adding, so then it has to have some legal tokef that you want to be adding it for. So this we have to look into. So what was the point then of making a kinyan where you don't need a kinyan? What about the sheet that we always look at additions as trying to give over some additional powers that otherwise wouldn't have been there? And here we seem to be ignoring him completely. This is tomorrow's sugya. The Rav Zutra Batuvia, Katvina Lenitze Rav Zutra Batuvia, the boiling Sivilei Rav Zvid. In the end, she was in Ziva, but he ended up divorcing her and she wanted the money back. Atla Kami the Rabbi Barabai. So Rabbi Barabai said, well, the only reason that she comes is because she made a t'nai. But the t'nai was that she would get married, and she did get married by in Ziva. Amalei Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua oh my God, what a crazy psaki shum datu mimoloi. Amritumile de muliata. A filuman di arma mavrakat kani, animile ekvel galya daita. If she says beferish, oka galya daita. Demi shum in suveyo. In Suave Girsha. So Bemela, she gets the money back. He made a Rami Barkama. Bo'urta, Katfina Lixel Rami Barkama. She wakes up the next morning, she decides to give it to Rav Ukva Barkama. Ata Rami Barkama, the Kamidar of Sheshes. And he says, look, she gave it originally to me. And since she ended up dying, it should be mine. And he was Ukva Benitze. Also, Rav Ukva Barkama gave it to Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman was Ukva to Rav Ukva Barkama Benitze. So obviously, we had two contradictory psakim. Comes Rav Sheshes, the Kamidar of Nachman, to work out the psak. Omale, my time uk me mar, l'rav ukva barchama. Imi shum da hadraba, but the thing is, in the end, she was shkiva. Omale, so what? Hoki omar shmuel, the whole point is called she'ilu. Amad Choser can always be Choser b'matanato. Wait, says Rav Sheshes. Emor the Omar Shmuel, that's if it was Liatzmo, then he wants to be Choser. But just to choose to give it to somebody else. Mi Omar? Omar, absolutely. Beferish Omar Shmuel. Bein Liatzmo, bein Liacher. Ime de Ravanum Chasida, Ave le Menluga de Shtaroi, Kikashachva Omra, Ave la Amram Bari. Otoach will the Kamir of Nachman, Omra Leva, Vahalo Mashach. Amalu, it doesn't matter. Divrei Shkivira, Kechtuvim, Etchim Surim Damu. After the Rav Tuvi Bar of Mata, Katvina Lenitze, the Rav Tuvi Bar of Mata, Betzaf. Lapanya comes along, his brother of Akhtavoi Bar of Mata, and he's crying to her, and he tells her, Hashta Amrei, Mar Tzurbe Mirabonan, Mar Lav Tzurbe Mirabonan, you've embarrassed me, I'll never live this down. Katvina Niale, Otto Kaimim Nachman, Amle Okamashmu, Koshi Ilo Amad Choser. After the Rav Dimi Bar Yosef have a piskita the Pardisa and kol ema davichosh have a machlan and yale, and then she would always get better. And vechikaima have a hadraba. So zimna chada, she does one of these dying shtick, and so she's cholcha shochale talk kini shalach. So he sends, no way, I'm tired of this. Lo beina shochale, no, no, this time you can be kena kol echad abayit. Just come. So also shai. So Kikaima, again she was Hadraba. Otto the Kamidir of Nachman. Sholachle, come and let's discuss this. Talk. Loata. Mamayiti, for what? A Shire? And not only Shire, was only been Mikitas, we were Konumina. There's no question, this is mine this time. Ha ha. Sholachle, Loatita, Machina, Lokabesilo, de lo mavadama. Omar lehu lesahades. No, tell me over exactly ekavi maaseh. Omra le'ay, there she was, the poor woman. And Omra achi, vay deka meita ach itita, without seeing her brother. Omar lehu, well, if that's the case, she's a mitzavah machmat mita. Umitzavah machmat mita can always be choser. Itma. Matna shkim mirabe miktsat. Now, in the Beit HaMidrash, discussing the Mishnah, Amrua rabbana kameda rava mishmeda marzut rebereda reb Nachman, the Omar mishmeda reb Nachman, that this din of matna shkim mirabe miktsat is actually partially kemat not bari, and partially kemat not shkim mirabe. It's kemat not bari in the sense that imamad eno choser, but it still has the value of a matna shchimira in that it's kichtuvim echmusurin and lo ba'i kinyan. Amalu Rav, alav amina lachalot titlo buki sriki b'Rav Nachman. Hocham Rav Nachman areo kematnat bari 100%. Uboi kinyan. Eit vei Rav al Rav Nachman. Shiar karka koshu matanato kayemet. I'm assuming that the Mishnah is talking about the lo konamine. No, Mishnah is talking about the konamine. If it's talking about the konamine, so then how do you understand the sefer? Lo shiar karka Koshu ein matanato kayemet. If he was kanumine, amai ein matanato kayemet. Omale, because that's the whole point of Yom Shmuel. Shchiv merashe kataf kol nechasav lacherim. Even though he accompanies it with an unnecessary kinyan, ava bishe kanumiyado, he can still be choser because the umdana has nothing to do with the kinyan. Biyadua shelo hayam mitzaveh lamachmat mita. Eitvei Rav Meshach Shel Rova Maaseh Be'iman Shel Bnei Rochel Shaita Chola Ve'amrati Naten Kevinati Leviti Vubishnei Masar Mona Umeita Ve'kimu Chachomim Dvoreya. That's talking about a mitzvah of Mach Mevita. What's the problem? Eitvei Rav Meshach Shel Rova Omer Tnu Getzel Ishti Ushtar Shechru Zelavdi Umeit Lo Yitnu Lachar Mita Tnu Mona Leploni Umeit Yitnu Lachar Mita. Yes, what's the question? How do you know it's talking about the Lokonumine? No, but it's together with get. To me, the get. Just like the get is by definition lav bar kinyan, if the person's not there. So, afainami, the Lokonumine. Ah, okay, so hatamnami, mitzavah machmat mita. Ravuna Brevi of Yeshua says, I don't agree with this mitzavah machmat mita business. Mitzavah machmat mita doesn't give away everything, is still be'inan kinyan. All of these mishnayot are not talking about not needing a kinyan because mitzavah machmat mita. They're all talking about b'mechalei kol nechasav. Why? Because every mechalei kol nechasav, as we said before, is considered to be a matnat shchimira neto. V'yilchata matnat shchimira b'miktzat boy kinyan. And avagav the mate, a mitzaveh machmat mita, even if it was only mitzat, lo boy kinyan, and therefore it's only with the mate. Amad, he can be chozer, and he can be chozer avagav the konomine.